Hey everyone, welcome to Lime Less, Live More, our final wrap-up call of the winter series, and we're so happy to have you with us. And Dana, I don't hear your dryer.
I said, can you hear my dryer?
No, I love it. Oh man, the technology is a beautiful thing, always figuring it out. Thanks so much everyone for being on the call with us this afternoon, tonight, middle of the night, morning, wherever in the world that you are. It's just kind of amazing how many people from all over the world, places of the world, have come together. It's amazing what online can do. But thanks for being with us one more time for the winter sessions. And excited. I'm just like in a really good mood tonight. feeling the love. How about you, Dana? How you doing?
Oh, I'm really good. Same. Just definitely set out to support people in this cleanse and ended up getting very supported by this beautiful, beautiful group of people. Did not expect that. I'm really amazed at the level of consciousness in this group. It's so amazing, and we've talked about this for, oh my gosh, almost a couple of years now, but I'll just say it again here. When we get our resources in line, we want to put together a Live More coach package. So we want to get people together and start helping us help people. So we definitely saw a lot of that in this group this time around. And the cleanse was amazing. I mean, I just on every level learned so much. I do have to confess something today. I went out and I'm so tired. I think I shared some of this stuff about some emotional things that have been going on in my life. And man, does that just wipe you out or what? I mean, we rarely have to look at that. Like, you've heard that expression before, not what's wrong with you, who's wrong with you, you know? Like, who are you taking on? But anyway, I went to my favorite health food store today, and I got as Brent says, it was not cheating. It was a choice, but I got a chocolate... a chocolate maca, raw chocolate maca for some energy. Oh my gosh. So I just want to say to everybody, you know, this cleanse officially ends here, but it also, it goes on and with some great habits. And also it's not, I don't want us to ever feel like we're in jail, you know, like I love how Brent said that in one of the calls. Like, you know what? I'm choosing to have that ice cream, and I will, you know, I'll see how I feel. And usually it's horrible, but in this case, I tried that maca chocolate, and it really worked for me. So that's something I want to talk about later. Yeah.
Yeah, well, the beauty of the choice going forward, and there's so much to say going forward. I guess this is what the whole call is about. But the choice going forward, and even a dip after the ice cream, you know, before the cleanse. But now we know what to do. We have this, like, little playbook right now, like, in the cleanse, you know, the members area. Go back. It's like, what can I do? Like, you know, the salt, water, peelers. Like, there's so many things, like, nourishing ways. Because that nourishment is what kind of gets us back on our feet. So what are those nourishing things? Give myself energy, kind of flush the system, and get back in check. And I like the idea. You know, we said this at the end of the last cleanse, but, you know, it's we call it a 21-day cleanse, but does it really end at 21 days? And to me, it's that kickstart. It's that ramp up. It's like 21 days to form a habit, even though, I don't know, it's like 28 or whatever. But it's like it's that ramp up habit forming time where we are focusing on let's make some positive changes during this 21 days. But I'm going to keep on making Beelers every week. I'm going to keep on drinking water. I'm going to keep making some miso. The Live More Cup, it's my staple now, you know. And
the Golden Cup?
Golden cup.
Is that what you said?
Love it.
Yeah.
Love it. And it's just like
yeah.
my favorite thing in the world. And so I still like it better in coffee. I think I might just stop coming off, I might be coming off coffee just in
I just
favor
want you
of
to know that you're being recorded right now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Edit that out.
Anyway, yeah. No, but I'm glad to hear all that, Brent. That's really, really good. And I'm just going to list maybe, hopefully you all have a pen nearby, pen and paper. But moving forward, I think just a few things to think about. Well, number one, I would ask everyone to do that BEAT transit test again and really see, you know, see what's changed. I mean, a lot of you probably have noticed a change. I know a few of you have written in saying, whoa, I'm more regular. So that's a really good test to do again. And also look back at what you wrote in your journals about your symptoms, and maybe you took a picture. I actually did another picture the other day, and it's so interesting. I'm a pretty small person, but the way my where I was holding water totally shifted. You know, I didn't have as much water in my belly and my hips. So things are moving really, really good, really well. And with the list of things that are sort of our core on this cleanse, being the Beelers, Golden Cup, Chia, Miso, or Broth, if you could figure out how to do at least two of those a day, that's sort of where I've netted out. For example, I did Beelers and a Golden Cup today. Yesterday I had broth, and I haven't done Chia in a while, but I've had broth every day, but I just haven't had it today. So it's okay. I mean, and some people aren't making it yet. I have the luxury of having this amazing place nearby that makes amazing broth. So if you could get maybe two of those things in a day, it'd be fantastic. Stay with the water, stay with the salt. You know, don't over salt things. Stay with the high quality salt, of course. With the Beelers, I might say as we move into spring, adding some more leafy greens. Try that. Spring in Chinese medicine, the focus in Chinese medicine is the liver. So isn't that interesting? And that's green food, lots of green leafy vegetables. So that's something we're looking to focus on.
Can't give it away yet, Dan.
I know. Just little. There's so many things. As well, if you are trying to at least reduce your sugar, I know we're all in different levels of the sugar thing. Some people can't break it. Some people won't even touch it. But if you're trying to break it, I would add in that Live More pudding. I find that I just take a little bite after a meal. It's really great. It's not a fruit. Sometimes fruit can interfere with digestion after a heavy protein meal. So that's another reason I really like it. There's also chocolate. If you can't do chocolate, there's vanilla and a decaf coffee version of it. I want you to know I'm also working on a vegan version of it. The gelatin that we use, the Great Lakes gelatin, is beef gelatin, and so we don't want to leave the vegans out, so we're working on a vegan pudding that's going to use agar-agar. And that was Stephanie from our group. She reminded us of that option. People have had a lot of questions about the gelatin. You know, gelatin has some glutamate in it, but you can go to the Great Lakes site and just do your research there if you're very, very sensitive. They explain it in a way that I can't, but it seems very minimal. But again, this is, you are all responsible for yourselves, and just we're giving you some options. But I do really well with it. Brent, I know you were on that Great Lakes for a couple years. You said you put it in your smoothies?
I was putting it into my green smoothie. So, yeah. Yeah, I've heard, Yeah, it's good stuff.
Yeah, I mean, and again, we're just going to preach it over and over. We can't tell you what to do. No one can tell you what to do or what's right. Just feel into it. You've got a lot of power there. Just feel into it. And don't be afraid. You know, I think we get a little crazy about this stuff, and myself included. And I'm saying this with a huge amount of compassion. I haven't put this into words, but I think when we get sick, all we want is the magic bullet to fix it. The one thing that's going to fix it. Is this the next thing? Is this one thing going to fix it? And then sometimes when we're in a holistic environment, we're looking at the things that we don't do are going to fix it. So it's sort of this like eliminating everything is going to fix it. And we're going to get more into that. You raising your hand, Brent?
I just want to say something about that's a beautiful point, so beautiful, and it had me think this thought. There's a real power what we shared in this cleanse, these foundational things you can be doing to give your body more strength. I want to challenge everyone to see what happens if you keep doing it. There's a cumulative effect that I think you'll start noticing. I noticed it for myself of being consistent on these foundational principles, and there's this building, and it's building on top of building, and building on top of building on top of building that starts to happen. And there are a lot of shiny objects out there about, oh, but then there's this other new thing, and this other new thing. And I would challenge everyone to see what happens. What if you kept doing these foundational things and allow it to build and kind of commit to this building for a while? Instead of chasing.
I think, yeah, we're seeing a couple things here. Yes, instead of, yes, there's definitely, what did J.J. Virgin call it, analysis paralysis, where there's just way too much information. And we saw a little bit of that happen on our Facebook. So many brilliant minds in our Facebook group and so much to offer, but it's so interesting, it's hard for us to focus. You know, that's why we really tried to make it as simple and as possible, because we really want to reduce the overwhelm. But
and
what I was saying,
powerful, and show how powerful the simple things can be if you stay consistent with them and allow them.
No, it's hard for people to imagine.
It's amazing. It's amazing, and it doesn't have to cost a fortune. It's just kind of that's what, you know, that's a big revelation.
Yeah, just
do
the one thing. Okay, I'm going to commit to staying warm. I'm going to figure out how I'm going to eat the things that keep me warm, and you know, I'm going to commit to that. That one thing can be life changing, as we've seen. But I think, too, what I was trying to say here is I think we need to pull back a little bit. I mean, pull back and say, are we breaking down these foods? I know we're all scientists and we're looking at all the components of these foods and we're, that's bad, that's good. You know, I think just try the foods, be with it, and say, oh, you're not for me right now. Instead of saying, that's bad. You know, we had an interesting interaction on Facebook, and we'll get to that. I just think we're splitting hairs, and we're kind of just looking, if we just avoid these 10 things, then we'll get well. I think we set ourselves up too much, because the reason we got ill in the first place is coming from so many different directions. So we know emotional stress is a huge part of that, and I feel like in my own journey with it, the emotional stress over food just ruins your gut for healing and digesting. So go easy. Food's not there to hurt you. It's just for you to experiment with. So I hope that made sense. I hope I got across what I was feeling. So as well with the oil pulling, it's been recommended, Josh Axe, who's awesome. I don't know if we posted that on there. He says, you know, you can get into a maintenance phase of 3 to 4 times a week. So I, you know, the cleanse ended. I had some things going on. I skipped a couple days, and I was like, I miss it. And I'll tell you, I added, I didn't tell you this, Brent, there's an ozonated olive oil, and I added that to the coconut oil.
Oh, you didn't tell me that.
I know. So that's
ozonated
the next
oil
level.
Is some good stuff right there.
Yeah, I think we'll present that in the next one. So a couple, two other things I thought might be of interest. You know, moving forward, I think I'm going to look into this. I'm going to go to my next sunny day farmer's market, and I'm going to get some beautiful local honey, raw, organic, unpasteurized. And I'm going to start taking a teaspoon of honey a day in preparation for the coming spring and pollens. You know, you go on, you Google it, and some people are like, crazy, that doesn't work. And other people are saying it's totally a cure. But any excuse for me to get a teaspoon of honey is a good one.
Local. And the whole point is local. You explain why that's
local.
Why that's
it has
important.
To be local. It has to be local. Yeah, and I understand wildflower honey is some of the best. The other thing about local, another experience I had recently, I was going to, not everybody has this, but a local hot spring. And I would just highly recommend that, even if you have to take a drive. I had to drive 2 hours. But what a life changer. I talked to Mark after, and I said, I was just so tight and tense and almost choked with stress and tightness in my muscles. And I don't know, 15 minutes in that water was just a game changer. I was doing yoga, underwater yoga. And he said, what do you think I'm always preaching? It's the minerals. You're soaking in the minerals. So anyway, those are a couple things I would just say moving forward. Spring is such a good time of year to go to hot springs because it's not too, it's like crispy enough out, you know, so you don't get too hot. So that's the offering moving forward. You know, we're very excited about the spring cleanse. Brent, I'm looking at you. We've got some work to do, but we're really, really excited. This one's going to be a very colorful. Everything in our minds right now is big, and it's so fun. I used to be an event producer, doing big shows and rock stars and the whole thing, and I get to still do events and invite people to the party. It's so fun, and it's about consciousness and healing. Couldn't be better. So, Brent, I guess we're going to open this up for a little huddle. Everybody's up for that. Just a quick huddle to say hi to everybody. I think our question this time is sort of, so we focused a lot on food, and then we had Beverly come in and do some beautiful work. But what in this experience did you learn about yourself, just as a person? What did you learn anything about yourself, or did you see anything change or open up? So Brent, be Brent. You're gonna go first.
Brent goes first. Yeah, for me, I had never done a cleanse before. We did the fall cleanse, and there was a lot. It was a lot of scary things that came with it. Trying new vegetables I've never really done before. I haven't even tried Brussels sprouts before, and I'm like trying eating Brussels sprouts. It's kind of like my new favorite vegetable. That's like fall version of me, and just forming some cool new habits. This round coming into it, so this experience learning about myself, it's like, wow, this extra confidence I had. that had more experience going to this cleanse. Like, it just felt better, easier. It wasn't all brand new habits. It was like, now they're kind of like, not old, but, you know, newer habits that I've kind of learned already, and then getting them even more kind of ingrained in my life by let's making them more of a habit. And then it's just a few more layers to add in, and it was just a nice experience. It was easier to do all of it. I know some people felt overwhelmed, but, you know, we had a lot of people in this cleanse who were with us in the fall, and so, you know, they were adding those layers in, and then you know, so that was my that's my experience. It was kind of awesome. And this round, I've been incredibly worked because I got a full timer job happening in addition to this, pay the bills, and you know, a lot of output, a lot of work output, and I don't think I could have done all the work that I've had to do this past month without the nourishment. I mean, there's no way I would have survived it, you know. And that's a tribute to exactly this cleanse, like what we did, like all the nourishing and building. That's what kept me going, and I feel good. I'm not blown out. I'm not burnt out right now. I feel great.
I know. Pretty it's awesome. Amazing to watch your eyes are so much. You know, I see him on Skype right now, and Brent can get a little, as he says, blown out. He can drift. And you've been so clear. It's just been amazing. I got to say, you know, this is a 21-day cleanse, but it was actually a 5-week cleanse.
Yeah, right.
We started a week before as a prep week, and then we're going to end it in 2 days. So that'll be 5 weeks. So starting this cleanse, there was sort of the Brent coming out here to film, and it was pretty hectic. And then I don't know. There was a couple of weeks there that were pretty intense in the start of this cleanse. And then midway through, it's sort of like there's ups and downs. It's so interesting. Mm-hmm. But if you hang in there with either the cravings or, you know, if you get past these things and you get to, like, higher ground, I really feel that. I really feel we all kind of hit a space, you know, and even if we have a day where we dip, we kind of know, all right, something's moving out. You know, even if it's an emotion, that's going to move out. It's good to see you, Brent, looking so clear and healthy. Wow, I don't know. I don't have this written down or anything. I learned a lot about myself. I learned that I'm pretty scared of Facebook, and I don't need to be. I'm definitely a very private, sort of quiet person. I don't even go out very much anymore, and I love my solitude. And I'm realizing, wow, I just miss people, and you all help me to sort of express and get out there. And I realized I'm missing community so much, and trying new things. That's the other thing, you know, the idea of oil pulling. It's so funny putting this together. It's like, all right, yeah, oil pulling, so great. And it's like, oh shoot, I have to do this. But it's such one little thing informs everything. So if I could start the day with a mouthful of coconut oil, okay, what else can I try? And in this past 3 weeks, I got on a bike. I hadn't been on a bike in 18 years. That is sad. And it was just like riding a bike. It was amazing. It was total freedom. It was brilliant. So, and got to a hot spring. So I love that this is encouraging us to do new things. And I learned that we are just energy, because the love I feel coming through Facebook and the space we create, are you kidding me? We have to get together and have a retreat, and then I feel like we should all go out and help, you know. I want to say to a lot of people on the call, I'm looking at your names and you're just like the all-stars here, and please keep shining your light. Please. I mean, in some ways we're preaching to the choir in our Facebook because there's lots of consciousness in there, and get out there and shine your light because you are amazing, amazing people. So I hope you had enough time to kind of let that sink in, what you learned about yourself, or just, you know, what do you learn from the experience? Away, Brent.
Break the groups out real quick. It's going to be a little short round robin. Tight.
You have 2 minutes each again?
Yeah, I'll do 2 minutes each.
Okay.
And you're in your groups, and you can go share what it was. What was the thing about the cleanse that you learned about yourself? Go for it. All right, everyone. We're going to cut it, put it on mute all the lines now, get back into the outside group. Okay. Thank you, everyone, for your participation. I don't think anyone dropped off the line that time before we broke out. Sometimes there's always like a couple of people who like jump ship before we go into small groups.
Shy.
I'm very proud to say that everyone stayed on, and that's kind of awesome. We got some real veterans here this time.
Yeah, so great. So yeah, we were just sharing what we learned from this experience, and you know, we learned a lot personally. You know, I put myself out on Facebook. Facebook has always been a really scary territory. But you know what I realized? Being afraid of putting yourself out there is just another level of ego. You know, it's just not care what others think. And I think sometimes we get a little crippled in that. And one of the things that's been really painful in this process, you know, Facebook is an amazing tool, and it's how we've had to put it out in the world. So we've run some ads, sort of like letting the world know it exists. And wow, there was a lot of intense negativity, and that's the thing to handle, is that feeling of being misunderstood. But there were some people that didn't understand our intentions, accused us of making money, which is hilarious because that's not what's happening. We're happy to be afloat, but Brent can talk more about that. But yeah, just the misunderstanding, and we met it with compassion, and some of those people came into the cleanse and were transformed in this group. So we're going to put the thing, and I'm nervous about putting myself and our work out there, but we have to, and I would just encourage all of you to do the same and take risks and amazing lights. Brent, was there anything you wanted to say about that?
Well, I mean, it's interesting. Yeah, you brought up the, you know, how we try to put our message out and it gets misunderstood. And, you know, one of the biggest complaints that many people, pretty much everyone's line, is like, I feel misunderstood. No one understands me. And, you know, it's sometimes we catch ourselves, you know, misunderstanding others, you know, as well. So, yeah, that's well said, Dana. Thanks.
Well, you know, we, again, with the Facebook thing, it was very interesting to watch because we've never used a Facebook group, a private group, and it was super powerful. But we noticed that it can definitely drift. You know, people have their causes and things. So we're not sure exactly how to handle that next time because, well, we should say right now, we're going to close the Facebook group on Saturday because we decided that we need to be putting our heads down for the next cleanse and focusing on content and strategizing on how we're going to get it all done. And we don't want to let a Facebook group run because we would want to admin and steer it because our message is a little different. Space. It's not to say that people aren't in a high space, but it can drift off in a way. And we also don't really want to be a platform for debates necessarily. There's a lot of great groups for that. And I think you all experienced some of those things. And we just want to say again, our mission is to really take information and put it into action because we all get so spun by all the information. So we want to take the time to be together and take the steps. Even if they're simple, we're going to take them together. And I think it really builds strength. Not to say that all this information isn't great, and next time we're going to tell everybody, put the information out there, but table it. Maybe collect the information and table it and go back and focus on the recipes, the meal plans, drinking your water, et cetera, so you can get the most out of these programs. That's what our hope is. And we had Dave Asprey. There was some issue on Facebook where there was some concern over some things in his products, and we don't know exactly. We very much trust Dave Asprey and Bulletproof products because I trust him because I watch him take all of his stuff. And he's a hardcore recovered lime and mold person that has created products so he can recover. So when this sort of debate came up about the fact he uses polysorbate 80?
80, yeah.
I'm going to post this on Facebook because I just heard. I texted him yesterday and I said, "What up with this? We've got some upset people and what's going on there." But I'll read it to you. He said, "I'd prefer to make products without polysorbate 80. However, there's no way to create the liposome delivery system without it. The very small amount of polysorbate 80 compared with the benefit of the delivery system we are using for the GULT makes it an excellent trade-off. I absolutely agree with the angry person that everyone should spend $150 and get an IV of glutathione every day without polysorbate 80. I just didn't have enough time or money to make that happen, so I went with the next best option." So that's straight from Dave Asprey.
Straight from Dave. I want to say a little bit more about that because the product, I know it came up like as if all bulletproof products have horrible things, and this polysorbate 80, we did some more digging, and it's just the glutathione force. And so when Dave texted Dana back last night, he specifically was talking about that one product, the glutathione force. So and it just happens to be that that's a carrier for oil. Oil and water in a soluble product. So that's the reason behind it. So it's not all of his products. Go ahead, Dana.
Yeah, and particularly the ones, we just want you to be clear, the ones that we recommend are just food. I think in the supplement world, it gets a little more difficult. In fact, I take some homeopathics that are sitting here that Mark has given me that are so amazing, and they have magnesium stearate and lactose. And it doesn't matter. The benefit, it's such a small amount, and the benefit I get way outweighs. And I think we get a little too invested in these bad little things. We get too microscopic, and we have to remember, our thinking is affecting a lot of this, and kind of let go. We have a lot more power than we give ourselves credit for. And what's so interesting, we did a little polysorbate Google action, a little research, and I thought, how do I know that? Why is that familiar? And then I realized it's in the brewer's protocol, which is what I'm supposed to go on in a few weeks. It's a nasal spray of EDTA and polysorbate 80. And the polysorbate 80, as I understand it, breaks up the biofilm and the sinuses so you can get to the mold and the mycotoxins. So isn't it interesting?
So polysorbate 80 actually breaks up biofilm and helps.
Well, that's what I understand. That's what my my doctor told me here. That's why they use it. And also, as Gordon Medical, they this is something I know they use or recommend as well. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. I'm just saying sometimes you take a little bit to get further. You know, I think in Dave's case, taking a tiny bit of that to deliver glutathione to usher out how many other toxins, I think is, you know, a good trade-off.
We're using the best of what the tools that we have, right? And there's some limitations, and you know, compared to a glutathione IV, like he said, you know, and
mm-hmm.
for his one product, I mean, it's just you got to weigh out the good and bad. Can you afford? It's almost like saying, you know, I can't afford organic meat conventional. Well, it's still better than eating a bag of chips, right? So we're doing the best we can with the finances we have, and we can't get hung up on the less than perfect choices. Because overall, we're moving forward in a better direction. So we have to keep everything in perspective, and you know, we're making better lifestyle, food, sleep, eating, drinking choices that's moving us into more of a direction of health. And we have to have some like deeper level of trust in our choices, in ourselves, in our body's ability to heal, all of it. And that's going to create a healing field for you to start feeling better and to keep moving forward toward healing. And the stress that can come, right, from the analysis paralysis and the worrying about every little thing, right, has come up a lot. And, you know, what if we can just be happy with what we have and what's available to us, knowing that it's moving us one step closer on that healing journey.
Absolutely, and just we've said that just taking one little step, you know, just taking one step forward is brilliant. And I take it all the way, and I think about, wait a second, I'm turning my nose up at food all day. Like that's not grass fed 100%. You know, I just all day I'm in the most beautiful health food stores, and I'm turning my nose up, and there's people starving all over the world. And it's just, we kind of have to put it in perspective. And I heard this beautiful interview with a Qigong master named Ming Tong Gu. And he says, it's all qi. It's all qi. So your loving food, your loving and your enjoyment of that food actually heals your digestive system. If you're in that process of loving something that you're taking in. And so similarly, if you're worrying too much, you're shutting down. He's like, you worry so much about all the foods, you tell your digestion you're bad, you don't work. It's really, so yes, we have a lot of, you know, some of us have sensitivities or allergies, but just know that we're moving towards just openness. And there's nothing bad out there. We're just kind of working our way through it all. And somebody on Facebook responded to the Dave Asprey's thing saying, you know, that's why we have to detox all the time. If you're worried about a tiny bit of polysorbate, just think about what you're daily taking in. I mean, we know that the environment, just being outside and pollution can be really intense.
Keep focusing on keeping the channels open, as Mark says. You know, the lymph talks is just keep the sewers flowing and keep flushing, keep the minerals in, and your body's going to take care of it.
Well, and I think that's why we love doing our core series. That's so great because it's foundational information, but we really love doing these cleanses and wellness programs because we're probably going to do this the rest of our lives. We are going to do this the rest of our lives. And all of you are sensitive people, and you're probably going to have to keep up with detox and wellness the rest of your life. And aren't you lucky? So hopefully we'll do it all together.
Right.
Up for it. Oh, thank you, guys. Brent, what else do we have to announce here? That's about an hour. What are we working on? Okay, so on the core series, some of you are familiar with it. It's 12 experts speaking about what it takes to recover from chronic illness, and we broke it up in physical, mental, and sort of energetic, spiritual. And I think it's a really, if you haven't been there, I think it's a really good place to go. Forgive us, it was our first time ever with a camera, and really great experts in there. So we're working right now on doing a major conversion. Brent's doing some unbelievable stuff with the website. But
hey, Dana, you're breaking up a lot. So let me jump in here. I'm doing like a pretty big overhaul on the back end, the programming. That's where I've been kind of buried under this past week. So we're just going to need to make some big changes. It just happens. Got to kind of revamp things every once in a while. But we'll be sending you guys an email in the next week, letting you know the kind of upgrades and changes in that area. So just be on the lookout for that. And
can you hear me? Am I
breaking
there
you
up
are.
Still?
Right. Yeah.
Am I breaking up?
Bit. Yeah.
Sorry.
Go ahead.
Don't let me talk if I'm breaking up. Just tell me. All these programs that we offer, this is how we maintain the business and pay for the sites. And, you know, Brent coming out here, you know, for a week to do recipe videos and plan our cleanse, you know, is thousands of dollars. So, you know, us, and now we can move into the next phase. We are definitely struggling. We had someone in this cleanse amazingly had some questions about her site and then got to talking to us and learned that we're not funded and we don't take any pay, and she offered a donation. So that's wonderful. It will help us, you know, get to the next cleanse. And in that process, I want to let you know this, that in that process, we, because we're not a nonprofit, stand for us to receive donations. So if a nonprofit...
You broke up there, so...
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I think it's your internet's just breaking up a good bit, so it's okay.
What a pain. Sorry.
What up? The technology.
I mean, I don't want it to be painful for everyone. Anyway, I just want to let you know that we have set up with, so we're not a nonprofit, so we have to have a nonprofit stand for us, and that's called a fiscal sponsor. So anybody that donates to us will go through this fiscal sponsor that is a nonprofit, and it will be a tax write-off. And that fiscal sponsor that's standing for us is Oakland Ventures.
Dana?
Yeah.
Dana, you're breaking up again. Sorry. So I'll jump in here. I know Dana knows most about this because this is more her side of the, her world here. But our fiscal sponsor standing in for us right now is Open Eye Pictures, which is Andy Abrams Wilson, who you know, created Under Our Skin. So we are very proud to have him, you know, helping us on that end. And we'll send you an email for more, let you know more about that. But I know a lot of you, you know, just making you aware that we are open for donations, not necessarily to this group, but, you know, just let the word be out. And it does help us move forward into future cleanses and future endeavors. So hold on one second here. I think it fell off the line. I'm going to try to get her back in. All right. Sorry, guys. I think we lost her for the evening. So anyway, well, we're going to wrap up everything. And thank you, everyone, for being with us. And so grateful for all of you and all your contributions on the Facebook pages and then on the calls. And so we are grateful to have you with us. And we will be in touch. We have a lot of big plans, and we're looking forward to the spring and lots of great ideas. Dana just kind of cued me into some of her amazing ideas she has coming up. So it's just really exciting. I just can't even tell you how excited I am about it. So we will be in touch, and thank you for being with us, and have a great night. Okay. Bye-bye.